Hey, what's up? This is Conversations with Yaya. I'm Yaya. Don't forget to like, share, comment, go to buyanaellis.com and subscribe and purchase books and t-shirts and all the things on buyanaellis.com. And I appreciate your support more than you know. What are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about survivor's remorse and survivor's guilt. Let me just jump right into it. Your goals, your dreams, the things that you know in your heart you could accomplish, the thing that you know would take you out of here, is going to also take you away from the people you love, the people you think love you, your comfort zone. It's going to shake up relationships. It's going to shake up friendships. And I think that's why a lot of us have not accomplished our goals, is because we care too much about people. We care too much about what people think, and that is a no-no. You cannot do that to yourself, because this is your life. This is what makes you happy. That thing that you really want to give your all to, you're not, because it's going to confuse people. It's going to shake shit up. It's going to make people around you uncomfortable. Okay, well, to win, somebody got to lose. Don't let it be you. Why would you swallow your dreams and suffer? Because when you don't chase your dreams and you don't chase your goals, you suffer. You will indeed suffer, because sometimes a lot of us have a gift and we have a thing that we can't go a day without thinking about. We have something that is just in us and we got to do it. And when we don't work on it, this is where you end up being depressed, unhappy, miserable. You ever see like a wasted talent? Let's say there's a guy around your way that knew how to play ball, hooped his ass off, but because all the homies around the way wasn't doing shit and probably made him feel some type of way, oh, this nigga think he all that because he played ball, and all those little things, whether they're joking, the truth being them goddamn jokes, so just know that, you know, he valued people relationships and he valued those things more than he valued himself. So now you go back on that block and he's 30 years old, working a job he hate or not working at all, living up in his mama house, not doing shit, because the people around him did not pour into him and say, get the fuck out of here. Ain't nothing for you out here in these streets. There's nothing for you out here. Go chase your goddamn dream. Go play that ball. But people are selfish and they will make you feel a way about chasing your dreams because they don't want to get left behind. And that's where you suffer from survivor's remorse. Nobody around me is doing shit. Nobody around me has the talent and the gifts that I have. I feel bad. So I'm going to dumb myself down and I'm going to play small so that the people around me won't feel no type of way, because I don't want people to think that I think I'm all that. That is ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. So this is for whoever is suffering from survivor's remorse. This is for whoever is guilting someone into not chasing their dreams because you feel incomplete and you feel insecure. Stop it. Stop it. Like, nobody wins in this. Imagine if you supported your homeboy, your homegirl, your sister, your brother, whoever who got that thing. When they win, you win. Everybody wins. Everybody wins. You understand what I'm saying? If you got that brother that hoops his ass off, support his hoop dreams so he can come get you and your mama and them out the hood. If your homegirl know how to sing or whatever it is that she does, support her. Support her. Become her personal assistant. Become her stylist. Become all the things for her so you can be a part. You can add to her gift. Don't just be a hanger-on and have your hand out when they make it because you've been new to them or because you family. No. Fully support, work for them for free, push them, encourage them to chase their dreams, to do their thing. Don't let them go a fucking day without not doing something to get them closer to their dream if you really care about them. That's how you win. That's how everybody wins. Don't be a hater. Don't sit on the side and not remind them to chase their dream. You know, because you have people like that too, where they know there's a thing that you love to do and you're just not motivated, you're not inspired, and they appreciate that you're not motivated and inspired. They don't want you to, because they don't want to hear about your pipe dreams. They don't want to hear none of that shit. Girl, just go get a job. Girl, just go work in a fucking office. Girl, just do this. I don't know why you're trying to do the most and why you're trying to be this and why you're trying to be that. Girl, just go settle. Don't let people put your fire out. Do not let people put your fire out. Do not let people talk you out. I don't care if you're 60 years old. You continue to chase that thing and put in the effort to accomplish whatever. Maybe I don't know if you're going to accomplish it or not, but maybe the blessing is in the journey. Maybe the blessing is all the things that you learn along the way and the people that you meet along the way. Maybe it's about you learning so much to teach someone else that's coming up, and then they might accomplish that dream. And you could watch somebody else do the things that you wanted to do, and it'll bring you joy. Because it's like when you learn, you teach type of thing, if that makes sense. You know? I just zoned out because I just thought about how so many people, including myself, have suffered from caring too much about people and not wanting people to look at me a certain way, or, you know, because I'm doing these things. You know, I don't have a lot of writers around me. I don't know too many authors and things like that. And it's kind of like, I haven't written a book in a really long time, you know, and kind of just forget it. Trying to convince myself that I don't really want to do that. Well, yeah, no, I played myself and I'm back. You know what I'm saying? I'm back. But you know, you convince yourself that you don't want to do certain things because you're trying to make everybody else comfortable and you're trying to fit in. You're not meant to fit in, sweetheart. You are meant to stand out, and whoever is supposed to be around you will be. It is not your job to make other people comfortable when you no longer can fit in that space. You busting out. You're too big for this space. You are too big for this goddamn space. Brother, you too good for this space. You too good for these niggas you hanging around. They ain't going nowhere. They ain't doing shit. You will become the people you hang around. Do not hang around people that ain't doing shit. Do not hang around people that whose dreams and goals don't match yours. You are not gonna be about shit, and then the only person you could blame is yourself. Not them, not your mama, not your daddy, nobody. You know what you need to do. Go do it, and don't let nobody stop you. And anybody that's trying to stop you, don't fuck with them. They do not belong in your life, period. They're no good for you. Fuck people. Stop valuing people over yourself and over your dreams and over the things that's gonna make you happy. God has given you a gift. God has placed a talent in your spirit and in your heart. How dare you? How dare you disregard that for people? For people? Shitting me. Now go have the day you deserve.